بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. متفق عليه. Before beginning the new hadith, one interesting anecdote that is mentioned about the subject matter of the hadith that we've been discussing for a few days now, wherein the importance of making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is illustrated practically by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I find that one verse in the Quran, Allah ta'ala complains with regards to the nature of man, the nature of this insan or human being, that inherently that he is ungrateful for the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Allah Ta'ala commands us to practically illustrate, demonstrate, اعملوا, make amal in such a way that you exhibit the shukr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وقليل من عبادي الشكور. This word قليل in Arabic means very few. Allah Ta'ala says, very few of my slaves will make shukr. Mentioned that one Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by a person in the marketplace. And this person was making dua. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. That Allah make me of the few. Allah make me of the few. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accosted this person. And he said, where did you get this dua from? What do you mean, Allah make me from the few, make me from the few? So he said that was the time when Umar radiallahu ta'ala was the Amir. So he said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, have you not seen the verse in the Quran where Allah ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that very few of my slaves will be grateful to me. So I'm making dua that, Ya Allah, make me of that qaleel, make me of that few. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala who remonstrated with himself, that how little knowledge you have of deen, that the general populace has more knowledge than you. And Umar radiallahu anhu himself made this dua, that Ya Allah make me of the few. So one point, Ulama Ikram mentions, a lot of times we have this habit that we view the actions of the majority to be an indication that something is right. In other words, if most of the people are doing it, then it means it's right. And sometimes what is even worse, we use the actions of the majority to be a justification when we are doing guna, when we are doing wrong. That if a lot of people are doing the wrong, then na'uzubillah, it makes the wrong right. However, if you look into Quran, one is qaleel, qaleel means few. And the opposite of qaleel is kathir, that is many or the majority. In Quran we find expressions, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that majority of them do not know. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, the majority of them, many of them will not make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, that most of them will not bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, the majority of them will be flagrant, disobedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْهَلُونَ, the majority of them will be ignorant. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقَّ فَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, that no, nay, many of them or most of them will not know the truth and they will turn away from it. So ulama say that instead of following the majority when it comes to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be of the few about whom Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that very few of my slaves will truly make my shukr. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, referring to the companions of, to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, that very few of them brought iman upon Nuh alayhi salam. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Waqi'a, فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, referring to Jannat, Allah Ta'ala says, many from the early generations will be in the highest stages of Jannah. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, but from the latter generations, very few will be from amongst the muqarrabin, that is the highest ranks of the people of Jannah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say that go on the path of truth and do not feel lonely. Go on the path of truth and do not feel lonely, because very few will actually take that path. And beware of the path of falsehood, and do not be deceived by the vast numbers of the wrongdoers. In other words, the fact that majority of the people are doing something is not a justification for one to be engaged or involved in that. Nor is it a proof of something being correct, that if the majority is involved in something, then it is correct, as we can see from the various verses of the Quran. Continuing with this hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, and before I translate this hadith, you have to understand the context in which this is being mentioned. This is under the chapter Babul Mujahada, that is the chapter of exerting oneself, making juhud. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 nights or the last 10 days of Ramadan would come, Ahya al-Layl, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain awake the entire night. He would not sleep during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And not only that, wa iqadha ahlahu, he would waken up his family members. He would waken up his family members. He would exert himself. And then an expression is found in this hadith, wa shadd al-mi'zar. This literally translates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie up his lungi or his loincloth or his lower garment. Ulama explain this expression. They say it means one of two things. One is i'tazal al-nisa, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not cohabit with his wives during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Obviously, towards the latter part of his life, he was in i'tikaf. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, that when you are in i'tikaf, obviously relations with your wives is haram, is not permissible. So this is one meaning given to this. And another meaning that ulama ikram give to this, وَشَدَّ al-mi'zar, is that this is an indication of the manner in which he would exert himself in the ibadat or the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that Zainab bint Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala narrates, she says, لَمْ يَكُنِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِذَا بَقِيَ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ عَشْرَةَ أَيَّامِ يَدَوْ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ يُطِيقُ الْقِيَامِ إِلَّا أَقَامَهُ. That is, not only would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exert himself, she says that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not leave a single family member. He would not leave a single family member that had the ability to stand up in salah, except that he would ensure that every family member also was awake in salah for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Important principle we learn from this: one is to exert ourselves in ibadat. The other is to ensure that our family members also do not lose this opportunity. Obviously, the last 10 nights of Ramadan was given there. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, this type of exertion in ibadat is in search of Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr, a night that is better than 1,000 months. So not only for the last 10 nights of Ramadan, whenever it is an opportunity to do the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is we ourselves to have to exert ourselves. Then over and above that, Allah says in the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That enjoin or command your family members also with salah. And you yourself be firm. We are not asking you to feed. A lot of us feel that the role of the father is that he is the breadwinner of the family. Yes. Yes, to provide for his family, to make effort, to seek sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his family. This is his role. Allah ta'ala will reward him. But more important role than that is that he is muslih. He is muslih. He is the spiritual reformer of his family. Ensure that not only their dunya is seen to, he has to see to the akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would wake up his wives. In fact, there is one hadith, the mafhum of which is, Where if you want to earn the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where you want to earn the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are given one nuskha. He said, Rahim Allah, Rahim Allah. Allah have mercy upon whom? Upon that husband who wakes up for tahajjud salah. And he wakes his wife up. He wakes his wife up to such an extent that it is mentioned, even if it involves sprinkling a little bit of water on her face, so that she does not lose out on that opportunity. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy on that wife who wakes up for tahajjud salah. And she wakes her husband up. Obviously, in this case, ulama give one caution, that if the husband is jalali mizaj, is likely to give her one clout or something, then she must not do such a thing. But if he's a normal temperament person, then she wakes him up, even to the extent that she sprinkles some water on his face. husband and wife are partner, not only in this dunya, they are partner in earning akhirat, in assisting one another. And we see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to ensure that his family members would not lose out on this opportunity. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.